to continue. After eating our meal, Neva and I walked in the wet sand below the lighthouse where the tiniest waves roll in. Puzo sat on the jetty looking like an Arab in deep thought, but I knew he was watching me with a protective eye. Because this beach is protected from wind and surf, it is warm even in winter. We waded up to our knees, swishing our hands in the cold water and splashing our faces. It was so refreshing I did it again and again, happy that I had not allowed Neva to paint me with cosmetics this morning. The black ochre stings my eyes if not washed off carefully. The nearer I am to the ocean, the more content I feel. I love smelling the salt air and watching the waves break against the outer rocks. Far out to sea, the horizon looks bumpy with specks of white. This time of year, the Mediterranean is empty of ships because the wind is too wild. Though Rome is a long ocean voyage to the northwest, Father has worried for years about pirates or, worse, a surprise attack from Julius Caesar. Curses on him, the barbarian! His cruel legions march wherever they are ordered, conquering lands with their